The governor was kind enough to come on my show, and yeah, I wasn't all that receptive of the committee he put in place. There were kind of some of the old school, you know, this person, that person that's been around the Capitol for a long time, and there was, I think, one woman on a 14-person panel. That being said, the fact that the governor's serious, or hopefully serious, about doing something about property taxes at a time we can is important. Al Carlson said that this is a real duplication, that this is just a real duplication, that we're already doing it as a legislature, and that there's a committee that's head up by Senator Ray Holmberg to do just that. Then I read an editorial from State Senator Max Schneider, the minority leader of the North Dakota State Senate. Well written, well thought out, talking about the timing of all of this. I wanted to get him on air with us. Senator Schneider, good to have you on News and Views.
Joel, thanks for having me.
Your thoughts. What are we even? Do we even seem like we have the same team working the same way on property taxes in North Dakota?
Well, this isn't the first study that we've had on this issue. I know there's some criticism out there that if we're going to look at reforming property taxes, maybe the party that's been in control of state government for the last 20 years should have done so in the 90s. But there was another study that occurred last interim, Joel, by the Taxation Committee. That study, one of its results was a bill that would have exempted the first $75,000 from the value of a primary residence. Very good proposal, would have cut property taxes substantially, especially for those who own their homes in North Dakota. That bill, in spite of receiving bipartisan support from the Interim Tax Committee, in spite of being introduced by legislative management, was defeated by the Republican supermajority in the House. So that doesn't make a lot of sense. I'm all for good ideas wherever they come from, however late arriving they may be. But what I think is going to be more important is that the legislature changes its approach and receptiveness to these good ideas, because we've seen good ideas come as part of a study in the past, and they've been defeated to the expense of homeowners.
Okay, let me get my bias hat on for just a little bit, because I was there when the Democrats were leading the charge against property taxes and the Republicans were screaming and hollering, we don't have any control over property taxes, while they were funding schools at a lesser rate and lesser rate so that the local school boards had to raise property taxes. And I was there for all of that. And then I saw the money come in, and I saw them continue to do nothing. And then now I see that the legislative council has Ray Holmberg looking at all of this. Mac, I got to say this. Ray Holmberg has gotten to be one of the most partisan legislators out there. I know he's a friend of yours and you work well together, you know, but this guy got to be head of the legislative council and wouldn't allow a member of the minority party to even chair a committee, which was a longstanding tradition for years. So do you trust his work anymore, Mac?
Well, I really don't think that there are Republican ideas to property tax relief or Democratic ideas to property tax relief. They're just good or bad ones. In your position, Joel, back in the 90s and early 2000s to increase state funding for K-12 education, that has become the consensus position, essentially. Now the state's funding more than 83% of K-12 funding. However, that's only half the equation when it comes to property taxes. And so some of these ideas, like the bill that was introduced by Senator Jim Dodsonrod from your neighborhood, Joel, that would have resulted in up to $1,125 in direct property tax relief for homeowners by reducing the taxable valuation of a primary residence, that was, again, shut down by the majority. And so it shouldn't be a partisan issue. It has somehow become that way. Even the governor's property tax study group here, it doesn't have any Democratic legislators on it. Certainly someone like Senator Dodsonrod, who's as knowledgeable about tax law as anybody in the state, would have been a great benefit to that. But it really comes down to the fact, Joel, we've had good ideas that have been considered by the legislature in the past. The legislature, led by House Majority Leader Al Carlson, has really in large shot those down. So we can do a lot better job either by changing our legislators or having our legislators change their minds.
Well, let me ask you this. The Charlene Nelsons, you know, and the Bob Hales of the world that are out there screaming that we got to completely eliminate property tax, that was really dangerous to me. It was really dangerous to me, but it seems to me that if the Republicans in the legislative branch and the Republicans in the executive branch aren't going to get along on this, and they're really not going to do something serious on this, and Charlene's a Republican, and she's a very conservative Republican, and Mr. Hale's a conservative. I mean, it seems to me in the end they're going to win out. The North Dakota public's going to say, well, the heck with it. Then we will get rid of them.
Well, I think the fact that the legislature really failed to act in a meaningful way on property tax relief and reform last session it really invites ballot measures like the return of the measure that Ms. Nelson supports. And you look at the lost opportunities, Joel. The legislature cut $250 million in corporate and personal income taxes when that relief should have been going to property tax reductions. $250 million in property tax relief that we just passed on in order to marginally cut personal income taxes and corporate income taxes. And those are permanent changes to the code. So what's to say that if our commodity-driven economy takes a hit, that legislators like Al Carlson and others will sit there and watch local property taxes rise again, calling it a local tax, while in the meantime reducing appropriations for property tax relief. So it's a situation that could have been handled much better by the legislature, and hopefully do a better job next session.
Are you fearful at all that if you cut property taxes too much, and then this oil boom, goes south on us, and we don't end up having, a sustainable economic force like we do with oil, and the ag economy doesn't do as great, we go back to an ag economy that has less growth in it, that we won't be able to sustain this, that local political subdivisions won't have anything?
Well, I think if oil revenue went away, we would not be able to sustain property tax relief. We wouldn't, the way we've been funding it the past several sessions. That's why, as important as it is to take a look at reform, I also think whoever is studying the group now should look at providing lasting relief in the long term. And I think the best way to do that, at least for people who own their homes in North Dakota, is to target property tax relief to those people who own a primary residence in the state. That wasn't the approach with the buy-down. Certainly all of us supported that, but it's not as targeted as it could have been to provide deeper and long-lasting relief to homeowners, who are the people that are really being socked by these increases in property taxes. And so in the other aspect of things, Joel, you have the majority last session coming out with a bold proposal that would have cut the oil extraction tax by 30%. That was something that was rolled out with much fanfare. What was their plan on property tax relief? Well, we didn't really have one. That's why we went into a session at 6 a.m. the day before Sine Die, trying to put together a plan on property taxes. And you've seen how well it worked.
Well, and his point person from the legislature on this very thing, I had on my show, Dwight Cook, who has always given me time, and I thank him for that, but Dwight came on and he led the charge for reducing oil extraction taxes last time. If that's the vision for tax reform, I'm going to end up different with these guys, Mac. I'm just going to tell you that.
Yeah, I completely agree. Let's focus on cutting the tax that people are concerned about, and that's the property tax. If there comes a time down the line where our industry needs a tax cut in order to stay competitive with other oil plays, let's entertain it at that time. But in the meantime, let's focus on reducing property taxes, and much more importantly, with that oil revenue, let's fix roads, let's make sure that no kids are going to schools in trailers in places like Williston. Let's address the impacts of the boom using that revenue rather than cutting the extraction tax by 30%.
Did anyone from the governor or the governor's office approach either you or Minority Leader Kent Nonstad and apologize for not being more inclusive, for not recognizing that the work you put forth last legislative session should have passed?
No, I didn't have any outreach from the governor's office about this property tax group that's meeting. And I certainly think that many of our members would have had a lot to offer. I mentioned Senator Jim Dodson, former chair of the Senate Finance and Tax Committee back when the Democrats had the majority, and someone who would act in a way that's very focused on policy rather than politics. And so I really think that, that committee would have benefited more from additional bipartisanship. There's no question about that, because a lot of these ideas, good ideas, come from Democrats and Republicans, just need to get them passed through the legislature. That's been the problem.
State Senator Max Schneider from Grand Forks, North Dakota.